I'm Nathan Cones, here with your Week in Review for Sunday, July 18th, 2021. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top stories, Lake City, Lorville, and Lanesboro were without power after a tornado swept through Calhoun County Wednesday. Power was restored for most customers by Thursday afternoon. The EF3 tornado stayed in mostly rural parts of the county after it passed through the southern half of Lake City. EF3s can have wind speeds as high as 165 miles per hour. Fortunately, no injuries were reported as a result of Wednesday's storms, but there was extensive damage throughout the county and throughout the state. At number 9, a suspect who fled a crash in Greene County after a high-speed chase was later apprehended northeast of Baird. 57-year-old Charles Raymond Bradshaw faces multiple charges related to that incident. He was released from custody on his own recognizance after appearing before a magistrate earlier last week. At number 8, no injuries were reported in a two-vehicle accident last Saturday. You can visit 1380kcim.com for details of minor car accidents. At number 7, Lakeview's Camp Crescent has banned outdoor appliance usage due to the strain it places on the campground's electrical system. Campers can no longer plug in refrigerators or other large appliances unless they are part of their camper unit. The change went into effect on Thursday and was caused by a substantial increase in electrical usage at the popular campground. The high demand also resulted in some damage to the electrical system there. Number 6, a Carroll man was sentenced last Thursday as part of a multi-case plea agreement. 39-year-old Nicholas John Downs was sentenced to 7 years in prison after pleading guilty to eluding and felony domestic abuse charges. He will be eligible for parole after serving at least 1 year of the term. At number 5, one dog was killed and two others removed from city limits after a Monday attack in Jefferson. That Boston Terrier was the one killed after it was attacked by unleashed German Shepherds on Monday. The Shepherd's owner, Larry Hovick, was cited for dogs at large and ordered to remove the 6 dogs from city limits. At number 4, two men suffered serious injuries in a head-on collision Wednesday near Vail. 30-year-old Luke Crampton of Vail and 36-year-old Wyant Unra of Carroll were the drivers injured in the crash on Highway 30. Both men were transferred to an Omaha hospital for treatment of their injuries. At number 3, one selfless Carroll area woman dedicated her life to leading by example and how to give the gift of life, and we're talking about giving blood here. Over her lifetime, Shirley Tomka donated well over 100 units of blood, impacting untold lives. Unfortunately, Tomka passed away earlier this year after being diagnosed with cancer. In her memory, the family donated together at Friday's LifeServe Blood Drive in Carroll. At number 2, a Des Moines man accused of drug trafficking in district court for Carroll County has been sentenced to prison. 25-year-old Taylor John Kramer was sentenced to a combined 3 years in prison on the methamphetamine and marijuana charges. He was arrested after a February 26th traffic stop in Carroll that found narcotics, baggies, a scale, and cash on his person. And then our top story from the past week, the pilot of a crop duster was lucky to escape serious injury in an emergency landing south of Carroll. That pilot, 50-year-old Lauren Greenhoff of Del Rapids, South Dakota, was forced into an emergency landing near Swan Lake after the engine on his air tractor AT-401 crop duster failed. The Federal Aviation Administration and Iowa DNR are investigating the crash. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.